Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word, and that's what it means, family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart. Made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, we're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is Apostle Guillermo Maldonado, and he has one of the largest, if not the largest, multicultural church in the United States. He's been a guest a number of times on Messianic Vision. But I just got a hold of his 2-CD series called A Broken Heart, Surrendered to God. And I want to express 2 observations. Number one, I sensed I could hear in his voice something had happened to him between the last time I spoke to him and when I listened to these CDs. It was like the frequency was a higher love frequency, is the best way I can describe it. The information, as far as I'm concerned, there are people that are storing up food. And by the way, I'm not against that. If God tells you to do it, you do that. Because why are they storing up food? They know hard times are coming. But there's something much more important to store up. And you must store up your intimacy with God. And there is one condition that causes every problem in your life. And you're going to find out about it. It's called heart disease, but not the way you think. Guillermo, you told me about 3 months ago you had an encounter with the love of God. We didn't go into detail. I want to hear about that.
Thank you, Sid. There's a difference between being filled with the love of God and being baptized with the love of God. At the same time, there's a difference between being filled with the Spirit and being baptized in the Holy Spirit. When you feel to capacity. When you baptize, you submerge completely in it. In other words, it's not a capacity. When you baptize, you totally, totally submerge in the love of God. I was praying to the Lord, and suddenly I felt like a liquid, something liquid was falling on my head and in my back. And I turned around, and I thought it was rain from my roof. And I said, well, my roof is not that bad to see this. And I turned around. I didn't see anything. And I kept feeling that feeling on my back and in my head. And the Lord said, son, this is my liquid love. And when he said the liquid love, I felt it. I started weeping and crying. I don't know for how long, feeling that liquid love. The thing is, what makes the difference when you see certain things, like, for example, you said, well, what happened afterwards? That's important, because what we want to see is change. Well, I have seen also how that liquid love changed my perspective. Number one, I saw the people the way God sees it. I love the unlovable.
No, I have to ask you this. You're a pastor of a large church. Part of the equipping of being a pastor is to love. But so you did this, or you could not have been a successful pastor. But what I'm hearing is the dimension is way beyond what you previously had.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm saying. I got love, but not baptized baptism of love. And see, there's a lot of baptism in the scripture. Baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Spirit, baptism of love, baptism of faith. So in the moment the Lord gave me that, and let me give in a specific, the moment that gave me that, I got close to a man that was totally bound to alcohol. I mean, totally bound to alcohol. The moment I got approached to him, I mean, smelling the bad alcohol in his body. And it was like, I saw him and I love him. Remember what the Bible says, and Jesus was moved with compassion. And what do you mean moved with compassion? When you see a person, an alcoholic, and you love him before and you try to help him because you that's what you're there for. But this time it's like my perspective is God can love him. God love him. I'm going to pray for him. I'm going to restore him. And I pray for him. God delivered me. God set him free. And I can tell you cases of sick people, the same thing, people with cancer, pale. And they come to me, pray for them, something happened. So what I'm saying is everything Jesus did in the scriptures and the gospels, everything Jesus did, he did it out of love. In other words, faith works by love. And many people have faith, but they don't have the love. The root, the foundation of faith is love. When faith is not motivated by love, it's contaminated.
Oh, I also have noticed when I read the scriptures, often it said Jesus had compassion. And then out of that compassion is where the miracles erupted. Are you seeing an increased of the supernatural in your life since you've come into this baptism of love?
Yes, I can tell you, I can see, for example, I have been in services where the presence of God fails when that liquid love starts falling on people. And because it's not only in me, but also in the people at that moment that because when Jesus moved in compassion, what he's saying is that he was moved to do something. In other words, you cannot walk in that kind of love and not do anything for people. It moves you. That's what the Bible said, moves. He was moved in compassion. In other words, when you have that kind of baptism of love, you are moved to pray for the sick. You are moved when you see a need on people. You are moved to step out and do things by love. And it's powerful to see the changes on the people.
Was there something that triggered this baptism of love in your life? And I'm asking you this because I want it, and those that are listening to us want it.
Yeah, I believe, Sid, that the opposite of and let me put it this way. There's two key words that will take you into baptism of love, and I want the listeners to listen to this very carefully. It's the word selfish, and it's the word selflessness. Two key words, selfishness and selflessness. Let me put it in a very simple way. Selfishness is a person that is full of herself, of himself. Selfishness is a person that is empty of herself or empty of himself. What led me into that baptism? Every time you die to self is a moment for God to fill you with his love.
People don't like that phrase that you just used, die to self. I mean, that causes people to run.
Okay, the reason, I tell you why, Sid, what about when Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me.
That does not sound like the 21st century American gospel to me, Guillermo.
Okay, I understand. You know why, Sid? Because the hyper grace message preaches that you don't have to do anything because Jesus already did it on the cross, and you don't need anything else. You don't need to pray. You don't need to die to self. Jesus already died a death for us. He said, it is finished. It is done. What do you mean? That means you don't have to do anything to receive? Well, Jesus already did what he's supposed to do. That is his death. But there's another death of the believer that we need to die. Not to earn grace, not to earn favor, not to earn anything, because Jesus already did it. The reason we need to die of ourselves is because the Bible says, I no longer live, but Jesus, I no longer, I self, I no longer live, but Jesus in me. the hope of glory. And what I'm living now, I live in the faith of the Son of God. What I'm trying to say is not popular because there's some words like sacrifice, like deny ourselves, that dying to self. And the key word, Sid, answering you the question is this. What led me into the baptism of love was surrender. Jesus is only Lord of your life. Listeners, if you're listening to me, Jesus is only Lord of your life in the areas you have surrender. And let me give you another word for it. You died to self. In other words, if you have not surrendered your money, Jesus cannot be the Lord of your money. If you haven't surrendered your family, Jesus cannot be the Lord of your family. So we have to surrender. Jesus already paid that debt. That kind of death on the cross we cannot pay is already done. But we have to die to ourselves in order to Jesus to release what he already earned on the cross. Because two lives cannot work together. We have to die to our own life. That's what Jesus said. You need to die to your soul. You need to die to your own life. If you want to win my life, you need to die to your own. It's very simple. It's very powerful. And I know many people that are listening to me may be saying right now, Pastor, I'm going through something. Could it be that God is using that thing that you're going through to go and to die to something, to surrender to God? Because God cannot intervene in your life in any area until you make a decision to die to self, to surrender. And let me tell you, Sid, this is very powerful what I'm going to say. People are very afraid to surrender. And I'll tell you why. Because you are afraid to lose control of your life. People are afraid. They want to be in control. And when you're in control and Jesus is not in your control, so nothing is going to happen until you trust completely. You rest on the work of the cross and you say, Jesus, I die to what I want, what I think, and what I feel for you to do your will in my heart. And I want the baptism of love. I want your love to tell me. I want the love fill of your love. When you fill and baptize with the fill of your, with the love of God, this is what is going to happen. Selfishness, die. What happened is you said, God, I surrender. I give you my marriage. If there's any sickness you're going through, there's any disease, there's any oppression in your mind, you need to release it. Surrender to God and let the baptism, that surrender and dying to self prepares the way for God to release the baptism of love.
You know, Guillermo, I told you before we went on the air, when I started reading your book and listening to your CDs, I had to think of someone that I got to meet, and I was privileged to meet. She had probably the highest miracle ministry of anyone I've ever known. Her name was Catherine Kuhlman, and I remember her words. She said, I can tell you the exact day, hour, and minute that Catherine Kuhlman died. And it was out of that death and resurrection that God birthed this great miracle ministry.
Wow. I think every man of God has a point of a breaking point where you have to surrender. And I think the death to self is continual. It's not one-time death. And I think we have to make a decision. And do I have control of in that area of my life, or I surrender to God? If you surrender to God, God will do what he was supposed to do. Many ministry will be birthed. Many healing will be birthed because of your surrender.
We're making available your brand new book, Supernatural Transformation, subtitled Change Your Heart into God's Heart. I have to believe, Guillermo, this is me speaking, that this is the most important mentoring that you can give anyone and the most misunderstood or not even mentioned mentoring.
Yeah, it's important to say that because, Sid, there's a lack of continual transformation in the Bible and in the body of Christ right now. And we need a direction how to be transformed from glory to glory. And this book will lead you into first had an encounter with the supernatural power and presence of God for you to be transformed. And then you can use this as a tool for you to be transformed. There's so many areas why we need to be transformed. There's so many areas that we need to somebody lead us into step by step. I'm a teacher, and as a teacher, as an apostle, I like to give the people solutions and how to do it. And I think this book, it will be tremendous help for those people that are hungry to be discipled and to be changed. So many areas may be struggling in their family, in their finances, and they're saying, I don't know how to be changed. So remember, transformation is not natural. It's supernatural. Nothing can change the heart except the power, the presence, the revelation, the blood of Jesus, the work of the cross is what it changes the heart of men. So this is the moment for you to be changed and transformed. Read in this book and your life will be impacted.
Well, here are some of the things that are going to happen to you. You are going to receive freedom from a heart of unbelief. That would be enough, but there's so much more. You're going to learn how to surrender your heart completely to the Lord, how to experience transformation in the midst of the presence of God. That's what makes the difference. How hard-heartedness blocks faith. There is so much this book and two CDs cover. This is probably the most essential mentoring that I can possibly put in your hands. We're making it available for a gift of $35. And when we come back, Guillermo, I want to discuss about the hardened heart and why people have hardened hearts. Now, you keep in mind, when you get the book and the two CDs, and also we're going to give you, as long as the supply lasts, a free bonus CD on how to be free of generational curses by Guillermo Maldonado, that anything you can give over and above the $35 will be poured into Jewish ministry. Let me give you an example. Ukraine. This is a nation that so many horrible things are going on to their population right now. We are on 7 nights a week, primetime, secular TV in the Ukrainian language. And I just found out the station that we happen to pick has just merged with another station, and they now have 10 million households added to their network. Do you know what 10 million households say if there's 3 people in a household? That's 30 million more people. And this, by the way, covers not just Ukraine. It covers people that speak the Ukrainian language in Europe. Well, we don't get any money for that. We have to raise money. So when you give extra money for a tool that is going to change your life, you're pouring it into reaching souls. So few people are reaching Jewish souls. What they're doing is good humanitarian work, but he who wins souls is wise. We'll be right back. Call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697, 1-800-447-2697. Sid Roth back with Apostle Guillermo Maldonado. And Guillermo, there's a subject that not too many people talk about, but it's so important, and that is why people have hardened hearts. What is a hardened heart? What's the evidence of a hardened heart?
Sid, the hardened heart is a heart that doesn't hear, doesn't perceive, doesn't sense, it doesn't feel in the spirit realm or spiritual matters. In other words, a hardened heart is a person that can be in the presence of God. Everybody else is being touched and crying and weeping. And that person is totally doesn't perceive the presence, doesn't perceive. And I've been in services where I minister to people, and I see people on the power, heal, deliver. And those people don't feel anything. And one of the examples of the Bible is Jacob, when he was running from his brother, he said he had an encounter with the presence of God. And at the end, he goes, oh, the presence of God was here, and I did not know it. In other words, is it possible to be where the present is and not feel it? Yes, it's possible. When your heart is hardened. And why the heart is hardened? And those people that don't know what the heart is, in very simple terms, if your listeners, a heart is the seat of the presence of God. It's where God lives. If you don't know Jesus, well, God is not the center. Your heart is not the center. But if you know Jesus, anytime you recognize that Jesus is the Lord and Savior, Jesus comes into your heart. God has two thrones, one in heaven and one on earth. In heaven is where he lives, but on earth is by the Holy Spirit lives in our heart, in our spirit.
So you're not talking about a physical heart. You're talking about the Spirit of God's resting place in our own spirit, or the Bible uses the term heart.
Yeah, in other words, it's synonymous. The Bible, when it talks about heart, when it talks about spirit, it's the same thing. A man, we are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body.
But there are so many people that are spirit-filled. They speak in tongues. They love Jesus. But they have this hardened heart. What can they do about it?
Yeah, because it's not about any denomination. Any person, a spirit-filled person, can be have a hardened heart. And let me tell you the causes of it, because many people can have it, and they say, well, I don't have it. Well, first of all, the Bible talks about Hebrews that a continuous sin hardened the heart.
No, let me interject something. There are so many Christians today addicted to pornography. I said Christians. I'm not saying non-believers. There are so many Christians addicted. And you know what? They don't see anything wrong with it. I don't understand it. I don't get it, Guillermo.
Yeah, because the thing is, Sid, when you don't call sin sin, if you call it issue, like a lot of people in church call it today, you will not repent. You will not see anything wrong with it. That's the reason we must speak truth. When we speak truth and we preach against sin, we're going to let the people, and the conviction of the Spirit will come. So what we do is, one of the things to harden the heart is continuous sin. If you are doing pornography continually, well, that will harden your heart. Second is holding an offense. Offenses, what do you mean it's an offense? When people get offended for anything. And the moment a hardened heart will eventually, when you get offended, your heart is hardened. Three, emotional wounds. And four, disobeying the voice of God.
Excuse me, what do you mean by emotional wounds?
Okay, emotional wounds like unforgiveness, rejection, guilt. There's some people that, for example, they've been hurt for so long that the heart develops like calluses in such a way that for them, that emotional unforgiveness, guilt, rejection is so part of them that their heart is totally covered and with flesh, and that's the reason they need a circumcision of the heart. So and that's one of the things that brings a hardened heart. And fourth, I would say is disobeying the voice of God. The moment that many believers that are listening to me, and God has spoken to you about something specifically, like sow a seed or speak to a person about Jesus, anything, and you have disobeyed, and you notice God is not speaking to you anymore. You said, why? Because you disobey God, and your heart become hardened when you disobey his voice. And lastly is number five, which is unbelief. And there's so many times people struggling with unbelief, and the Bible calls an evil heart of unbelief, and this is what causes the people of Israel did not get into the promised land because their heart was hardened with unbelief. So unbelief will harden your heart. So if we see the causes of it or why, and somebody said, yeah, I know, there's some of the things that harden my heart. So the question is, what are the signs of a hardened heart? If you know, if you're listening to me now, you're saying, Pastor, I don't feel the presence. I feel like I lost the fire for God. I lost the passion for souls. I lost the passion for prayer. There's something that is off in me. I don't know what it is. Maybe my heart, I've been in services of the presence of God and I don't feel anything and all the people are crying and weeping. I will tell you, I'm going to tell you exactly this.
Let me throw a couple more symptoms that are coming to mind. I don't read the Bible anymore because I've read it for so many years. I don't get anything out of it anymore. That's a hardened heart.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you go to the scriptures, you go to many areas. So if you're listening to me, you're saying, Pastor, can you tell me, Apostle, can you give me some signs of a hardened heart? If you have it, a hardened heart doesn't feel God's presence. That's one of the signs. And I just give you the example in the Bible where Jacob did not feel the presence of God. So, and number two, a hardened heart doesn't allow faith to flow. When a person, a heart is hardened, faith is not flowing. Number three, a hardened heart moves from commitment to wishful thinking. In other words, one of the first signs of a hardened heart is that they pull their commitment and what they're doing for God. If they're tithing and bringing offering into God, they stop giving. And if they're serving, they stop serving. They're pulling their commitment and their family and their finances. And you see, because a lot of people don't give in church today, Sid, because they've been burned out. And because they told them, and they used that money, and they never used the money, what they told them. And they said, no, I'm not going to give to God. What are they saying? Your heart is getting hardened because you saw somebody abuse your trust, somebody that promised something and didn't do what they promised. So number four, a hardened heart rebels against God. And what I'm saying rebels against God is you see a person that is hardened heart, he will give you 20 excuses not to go to congregate and attend church. He will give you 10 excuses for not to give, and he will blame somebody else. And I will say that indifference and a critical spirit are one of the signs of a hardened heart. When a person is indifferent to the present, there's an indifference to the word and to the preaching and to this, it's very dangerous.
Okay. Well, you have stepped on the toes of a number of our listeners right now. What did they do about it?
Okay, yes. It's very important to say, Sid, that we must give solution. You know, when the Bible, there's consequences if we keep that hardness of heart. That's the reason we must do something about it. And first of all, the Bible promised that if you don't change the heart and heart, a calamity will come suddenly in your life. That's what the scripture said. And brokenness sometimes without remedy. What I'm saying by that is we must do something. And this is very important. What I'm going to get to. The cure for a hardened heart is the circumcision of the heart. What do you mean the circumcision of the heart? We must allow, we must renounce our trust in our fallen nature and begin to trust completely in the divine grace of God.
That sounds like a definition of faith.
Yes, that's what it is. We must get to God and say, God, my heart is hardened. And we, of course, Sid, we must repent. Of course, there's another word that we don't use today, and we don't use the word repentance because we think, well, I'm not going to do that. Well, we must repent because unforgiveness is a sin. Pornography is a sin. If there's something in our life, we must repent of that sin. And the moment we repent, we have to allow God and say, God, I want you to circumcise my heart. I want you to take the areas where I've been resisting God, because a hardened heart resists God. And we have, God, I want you to do whatever you need to do and surrender the areas where my heart is hardened. And from that moment on, I can see the Spirit of God falling on many people right now where the heart is being circumcised. And you will see, and as a matter of fact, if you allow me, you tell me, Sid, when I can pray for the people.
Right now you can.
Okay, there's people that are listening to me now saying, I know I got those signs of a hardened heart, and I really want to be changed. I don't want to continue that way because a hardened heart can take you to worse places. So, number one, let me pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's many people they're good Christians. They speak in tongues. They feel with the Spirit, but they don't feel the presence. They don't want to read the Bible. They don't want to follow God. They don't want to seek God. And right now, Lord Jesus, I pray for your power and your presence to come in their heart. And Father, I lead them into repentance. If you see any area of your life, you say, Pastor, I know sin can harden your heart. And right now I release that conviction. Holy Spirit, release that conviction in the heart for them to repent and to renounce to their sin. And right now, Lord, circumcise the heart. Bring the changes of the people. And now as a result, Jesus, release signs, miracles in their bodies, finances. Right now, I declare that your body is healed if you were sick. Right now, because your heart changed, right now you are healed. People with arthritis are being healed. People with mental condition are being delivered. Schizophrenia are being delivered because you changed your heart. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name, be delivered, changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Tell me about where you were teaching on this subject, and there were 250 healings and deliverances in one meeting.
Yes. The state of the heart will be the state of your life. What do I mean by that? If your heart is corrupted, your life will be corrupted. If your life is full of forgiveness, your heart is forgiveness. Have forgiveness, you will have forgiveness in your life. So if you don't like the state of your life, you need to change your heart. So one time the Lord said to me, I'm going to show you how sickness and diseases and oppression in the mind of my people are connected to the state of the heart. So I call the people and I start talking about offenses and unforgiveness. And I said, I'm going to lead you into it by prayer and repentance, because people don't believe unforgiveness is something, well, say, Pastor, that's no sin. It's a sin. It's the violation, the transgression of the law of God. God said, if you don't forgive, I won't forgive you. So I led the people into forgiveness to forgive whoever hurt them. And the moment they forgave, Sid, the miracles, the healing on the people, you're talking about arthritis, diabetes, heart condition. They ran like 250 people. I saw it, and they said, oh, the moment I forgave, I was healed. And many people never connect the condition of the heart with the condition of their finances. Many people say, when you pray, I got a breakthrough in my finances. So I'm talking to the listeners right now, and you complaining about your finances, your marriage, and then you say, Pastor, I don't know what it is. Check your heart. If your heart is hardened, you won't be able to have a breakthrough. But what's the reason of this program? To tell you, yes, you can do it. Yes, we can pray. Yes, God, but you must recognize the areas that you need to change and let the Holy Spirit fall on you and change your heart.
You know, someone said, a smart man, a definition of insanity, keep doing things the same way and expect different results. Well, rather than walking in a big circle the way my Jewish people did in the wilderness for 40 years when you are 1 week away from the promised land, I'm going to tell you something. This brand new book by Guillermo Maldonado, Supernatural Transformation, subtitle, Change Your Heart into God's Heart. There are prayers. He teaches in the book. But then he has prayers for you to pray, and these are supernatural prayers that will give you that brand new beginning, that fresh start. And then the two CDs, Guillermo, The Presence of God is so strong on the series that is called A Broken Heart, Surrender to God, that are you seeing transformation going on in your congregation when you've taught on these areas?
Not only that, Sid, is that I've seen it all over the world. Remember, my books are all over the world. I can see people that when they read the first chapter, they started weeping and crying. And that moment, they had an encounter with the presence of God, and their life will change. And, you know, there's something that the listeners listen to this, what I'm going to say. Change is not change until there is a change. And there, I can see hundreds of people that have told me, I just read two chapters, and the moment I read third chapter, something happened to my heart. I was totally changed. Like I said, the reason I put supernatural transformation is because the transformation is supernatural, has to be done, circumcised by the Holy Spirit. Areas in our life that we've been struggling for so long, trying to do the same thing, and we don't see any change. But the moment you read this book, you will tell you how to do it. And I always lead the people into the area of being activated and led into a prayer where they can be set free. And you can be one of those persons.
And I have to tell you, God's raised up Guillermo to teach on every aspect of the Bible. And they're outstanding teachings. But as far as I'm concerned, this is the most important teaching he has ever done. We're making the book, the two CDs, and as long as the supply lasts, a free bonus CD on how to be free of generational curses for a gift of $35. And keep in mind that when you are getting these mentoring tools, any profit is used to, of course, pay for the show you're listening to right now, but is poured into reaching Jewish souls. So few ministries, and I know this, are reaching Jewish people. I mean, we have mailed over 1 million of my books that God told me to write to reach Jewish people in the United States and Canada. These are mailed to Jewish families. Christians aren't sharing with Jewish people. And time is running out. Jesus is about ready to return. So keep in mind, anything extra you can put in addition to the $35 will be poured into Jewish evangelism. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the blessings and benefits of surrendering our heart to God. Call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697, 1-800-447-2697. Sid Roth back with Apostle Guillermo Maldonado. Guillermo, tell me about when you teach this course. Let's get specific. Tell me about the blind woman that was healed.
Sid, I got so many cases, but this is one of the cases where I was teaching on transformation of the heart, and specifically I was talking about unforgiveness and offenses. And the moment she heard the message, and she forgave, she made a decision to forgive, because this unforgiveness is a decision. You can't keep it in your heart because it's a poison. And the moment she forgave, she was completely healed. In other words, she was healed of blindness. But I can tell you many cases besides that that had happened. The moment the people forgave, that moment happened. I saw a woman that came into my, I was ministering at the end of the service. I was preaching on it. I was teaching and leading the people. And this person made a decision. She got arthritis. Her finger was twisted, her hands and fingers. And the moment she heard the teaching, she made a decision, I'm going to forgive. That precise moment, she was completely healed. And I can tell you hundreds of cases in many areas, blindness, deafness, in many areas that when the heart changed, everything outside changes.
Let me ask you something about forgiveness. Someone said to me recently, forgiveness is a process. Do you agree or disagree with that?
A process?
Yes.
I don't think it's a process. I think it's a decision that can be healed in the moment that people decided to make a decision to.
But what about the feelings? In other words, you make a decision to forgive someone, but your feelings, you still feel upset over them.
No, because if you still remember and hurt you, this is what I tell the people I teach in my book. I said, if you still remember what they did to you and you hurt, you have not forgiven. And does it take time to do that? No, because if it takes time, but this is what psychologists and psychiatrists teaches. Well, every hurt, we're going to go off with the time. And time doesn't heal hurts. The presence, the word, the blood, the power heal the hurt, the wounded heart. So it won't take long. The moment we make a decision to forgive with all the heart, that is the moment we'll be completely healed and delivered.
You know, Guillermo, every chapter of your brand new book, Supernatural Transformation, and the two CDs on A Broken Heart Surrendered to God, it's revelation, it's life-changing. But let's just talk about a surrendered heart. What do you mean by the word surrendered?
Okay, you know, Sid, the Lord never asks us as Christians to do something He hasn't done it. And the surrender, God has not asked us anything that He's not willing to do Himself. And that is not, that's the reason Jesus surrendered Himself. And that's why when we surrender our heart, reminds God of His Son's sacrifice. What I'm saying surrender is this. I'm gonna explain the definition of surrender. Surrender heart is the heart that yields its right to God. Surrender heart is a heart that activates the law of exchange. What do you mean the law of exchange? Is this is what John the Baptist says is necessary for me to lessen, to and Jesus can grow. I'm paraphrasing. So in surrender is the law of exchange. My question to you, the listeners, is what do you need of yourself that you need to surrender to God in order to God to fill you with Him? So surrender, so when we talk about surrender, surrender is a sign of the spiritual maturity. Surrender heart freely obeys and yields to God. Surrender, when we're talking about surrender, is giving of ourself, is giving and yielding to God, accepting God or what God has for us. So is and somebody's saying, yeah, but what about I can't surrender? Well, that's the reason, because to surrender, you must release the control of your life. And if you want to take control of your life, you can't resolve the problems that you're facing. You need to release it to God. Let God be God. And the moment you yield, the word surrender means to yield to. What are you yielding? You're yielding your insecurities. You're yielding your fears. You're yielding those things that are oppressing you. You're yielding your finances. You're yielding your things that are yours. And the moment you yield into God, God will give you His strength. If you yield your fears, God will give you His power. If you yield your unforgiveness to Him, He will give you His forgiveness. So it's important to surrender. And this word is not popular today, Sid. When we're talking about surrender, dying to self, those words, because we want this generation, the spirit of the age, is this is what they teach, and this is spirit of the age, even in the church, is instant gratification. I don't have to do anything to get anything from God. And I understand everything we receive is by grace. But there's some things that God will not be able to do until we surrender to Him, we yield it to Him, and then He will be the Lord to work on it.
Give me an example. Like in your book, you give so many examples. What about Frederick, whose father was a pastor, and he was abused by his father?
You know, I have those cases many times, and this is one of the cases that he was so bitter that he said, I can't understand how my father, being a pastor, do this and do that. And I was teaching on it, and that I also teach in the book. And I said, you must surrender that bitterness and unforgiveness and forgive your father. Otherwise, you're stopping the blessing that is upon your father coming upon you. So he made a decision. And he surrendered to God. And the many people that are listening to me and they're saying, how do you surrender? When you do it, you just do like this kind of prayer. Father, I surrender my unforgiveness to you. I surrender my bitterness. I surrender things in my heart that are poisoning me. And they stole my peace. And I give it to you. And now I receive, and by the law of exchange, what you have for me. And that moment when this man released that unforgiveness, God filled him with the Spirit, touched his heart, and now he's in fire for God.
Guillermo, I have to tell you something. It started just a few minutes ago. There is a river in this studio. It's just pouring out. Is there a prayer? Is there? What do you want to do? I mean, God's doing this for a purpose right now.
Yes. So you know, see, there's so many people struggling. Let me talk to those people that are working over there, and they saying, I need to. There's so many areas where I don't see a breakthrough in my heart. Remember what I said from the beginning: the condition of your heart will determine the condition of your life. If there's some things in your life that you're struggling, that you're fighting, that you don't know what to do, I'm going to lead you into a prayer of surrender or yielding to God. Those things that you yielding the natural to receive the supernatural, surrendering your anger, your bitterness to receive forgiveness and peace. And after I do that, I'm going to release the prayer of healing in the mind, in the spirit, and all over your being, because when the heart changes, it will change everything. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, those people that right now that are struggling, areas of their life that they're saying, I don't know, I can't change, but the Holy Spirit is in your house, whatever you are now. And I want you to open your mouth and say, God, I surrender my anger. I surrender my unforgiveness. I surrender my insecurity. I surrender my fear. I want you to open your mouth and surrender areas that you cannot change in your own ability. Do it right now. Whatever you're listening to me now, if you're driving, if you're doing anything, I want you to start surrendering things to God. I surrender the natural to receive the supernatural. And now, do it. Do it right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, And right now, Father, a wave of miracles in their bodies coming. Those people that are, the sickness are connected to the condition of the heart. I command all those bodies to be healed. Blindness is being healed. Deafness is being healed. Arthritis is being healed. Back condition, people with back condition are being healed right now. I can see a man, God is restoring two brand new knees. As a matter of fact, it's creative miracles. God is healing a man that is 39 years old. God is creating brand new knees right now. And Jesus, if you had a problem in your knees, metals in your body, God is doing something special in your back. A pain, and there's a pain in your body right now because you forgave, because you surrender to God. Father, healing. And those that are oppressed in their mind, taking pills to sleep, I rebuke every spirit oppressed in their mind. And right now, in Jesus' name, I declare total deliverance in your soul, in your mind, your body, your spirit, your emotion. Release that unforgiveness. Release that bitterness. And right now, Father, I declare total healing. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Now you heal. Now do what you couldn't do before. And your mind is clear now. Something left you because you forgave and you released the power of God. Father, in Jesus' name, be healed, be delivered in Jesus' name. Amen.
Guillermo, pray right now for a baptism of love.
Yes. Many people that are struggling right now said that they're saying, I can't forgive. I can't forgive. Yes, because to forgive, you have to be full of love. Love is the motivation to forgive. And right now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, I release that liquid love upon the listeners. Every man, as a matter of fact, there is a woman that is listening to me, and that woman, you wanted to commit suicide, and you're a rich Jewish woman, and something is you ready to commit suicide, and you felt that liquid love falling on you. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, young people are listening to me now, and the liquid love, you feel something is filling your home, filling your office, and those listeners right now, the baptism of love. Jesus, release the baptism of love. Fill him to forgive, to surrender, to die to self, and to commit completely into your cause, into your kingdom. Right now, Lord, baptize them, submerge them in the baptism of love. There you go. There you go. Receive it right now. There you go. Lift your hands wherever you are now. That baptism of love, you feel like a liquid love feeling. If you feel to cry, if you feel to do something, do it. Don't hold yourself down. Just release yourself and be filled with the love of Jesus Christ. Be baptized right now in Jesus' name.
Guillermo, I want to make available your book. This is not just your latest book, although it is your brand new book, called Supernatural Transformation, Change Your Heart into God's Heart. Every chapter is flooded with revelation. And there are people, they call themselves preppers. They're preparing for hard times. And I believe if God shows you, you should prepare, because most people know hard times are coming. But I don't know a better way to be a prepper than to get rid of your hardened heart, to surrender totally to God. If not now, when? And so I want to get this book in your hands as soon as possible, and then the two CD series, A Broken Heart, Surrender to God. There are prayers. They are not natural prayers. They are supernatural prayers in this book, that when you get the teaching and you're convicted that this is me, and then Guillermo gives you the prayers, and you just pray them with him. There is such a presence. The same presence you're feeling right now on this broadcast is the presence that's on this book, is the presence that is in the CDs. And there are people that your faith just isn't working. This is the reason of your hardness, which blocks your faith. I want to get this in your hands for a gift of $35, and keep in mind that there is a profit built into that. That profit is poured into Jewish ministry, but then there are others that want to give even more. So every dollar that you give, let me give you an example of something we're doing. I still have to almost pinch myself. I mean, this is unreal. It is unbelievable in my mind. But we are on 28 times a week in Israel. We're on in Russian. We're on in English. We're on in Arabic. And now we're translating it into Hebrew on Christian stations and secular stations. I never thought this would have been possible. Why? Because Jesus is getting ready to return. He came to his own. Where? Israel. He's going to return to what nation? Israel. The greatest revival the world has ever seen, I believe, is going to start in Israel, and it's going to start right now. So every dollar you can give us beyond the $35 gift for these tools that will totally revolutionize your walk with God will make you normal. Normal is defined by the Bible. I can't wait for you to start reading and doing what Apostle Guillermo has been teaching. Guillermo, tell me what people are saying when they get a hold of your brand new book, or when you gave these two messages at your church that we have the CDs, A Broken Heart. What feedback are you getting?
Okay, I would say that the feedback is so overwhelming. People are saying, when I read the first chapter of the book, I started weeping, and something was started changing in me. Other people said, I read the whole book, but there was a chapter that impacted me in such a way that the presence of God fell into my room. And I can tell you, I got documented those testimonies that I'm telling you. People that were touched and you tell me afterwards, oh, they were totally changed. I see many people that their finances were totally, stagnated and something wrong with finances. But the moment they connect the heart with the condition of their life and they repented, they changed, the presence came, and their life, their finances were totally restored. Businesses, and I'm hearing a lot of areas, because the heart touches every area of your life. It's not only healing, but also finances, and many marriages are being restored as a result of hearing the book and listening to the book.
The Lord has already blessed you. The Lord has already smiled upon you. The Lord has already gifted you. The Lord has already baptized you with His love. The Lord has already given you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah.
Yivarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha ve'asem lecha shalom.
Our world is rife with comparisons about what separates us. Day after day, we go about our lives with tunnel vision. But Scripture tells us how Messiah broke down the wall between Jew and Gentile, allowing for the creation of one new man, one new humanity. This spiritual completeness is set to usher in the greatest move toward God the world has ever known. Log on to SidRoth.org today and learn how one new man is the key to unlocking God's greatest blessings.
To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.